Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. If you've not already, I do encourage you to check out my book, All I Needed to Know I Learned from Columbo, and its follow-up, All I Needed to Know I Learned from Dragnet. Each book examines the careers and histories of six great fictional detectives or policemen and life lessons that can be learned from them. They are available as ebooks, but also as audiobooks through audible.com or the iTunes Store. And so I do encourage you to check those out and also check all my books, audiobooks, and ebooks available at store.greatdetectives.net. Now it's time for today's episode of Mystery is My Hobby. And the title of this one is Dude Ranch.
Mystery is My Hobby.
Inspector Danton and I were staying at the Welcome You Dude Ranch in Arizona. A bandit named Mo Silvanus had been terrorizing some of the guests. And Charlie Ames, the Welcome You's owner, offered the inspector and me a sum of money if we could capture the criminal. In an isolated section of the hill country, a young rancher's wife sat listening to a radio report. Outside, it was raining hard.
Attention, residents of the Saddleback Mountain Country. It is believed that Duke Orville, who was released from the state penitentiary 2 days ago, is the bandit who held up and robbed the Reigate National Bank yesterday. And escaped with $25,000 in currency. Orville is thought to be headed for the border to join up with the Mole Silvanus gang. This man is desperate. He will probably...
Hello, darling. Oh, thank goodness you're home. This storm is so bad. Lee, is anything wrong?
Get your things together, Sandy. I'm taking you to town.
Oh, Lee, why? I don't want to go into town. I want to stay
You know
here.
Why. You heard the radio broadcast. That man Orville is headed for the border. This is the only trail over the pass from Reigate.
Oh, darling, that's nonsense. Orville's probably 100 miles away from here. There's a chance.
There's plenty of chance. That guy on the radio said he held up a bank in Reigate this morning. He'd have to come this way. I'm taking you somewhere where you'll be safe.
All right, Lee. In the morning.
We're leaving tonight.
Tonight? Lee, that's silly. This is the worst storm of the season.
That's exactly why we're leaving tonight. Look, honey, the bridge is washed out above Beaver Dam. We're the only house within miles. Orville will have to hole up somewhere, and besides that...
Besides that what, Lee? You're thinking of the money, aren't you?
Yes. Everyone knows I sold those cattle. Orville will hear about it, sure. He knows we're isolated.
But, Lee, you put the money in the bank. You did it yourself yesterday.
And who knows about that? Nobody but Ed Burnham, the bank president. Sandy, listen. Sometime you got to learn that things aren't done out in this country the way they are back east. A rancher makes a deal, and it might be months before he gets the money to a bank. Orville knows that.
Oh, Lee, you're wonderful. You sound just like all the stories I've ever read of the Wild West. Rancher marries naive little school teacher and then regrets it because...
Don't say that, Sandy. I don't regret marrying you. I never have.
Then why are you sending me away? The moment trouble threatens, you pack me off to town as though I were a hindrance and not a help. It isn't very flattering, Lee.
This isn't trouble, Sandy. It's danger. I wish I could make you understand. If Orville stopped here and
I
found...
I know. I'm a woman. I'd just be in the way, handicapping my big, strong husband. Well, I'm not going to town, Lee. I'm simply not.
Sandy.
How do you think I'd feel away from you and worrying and wondering if you're dead or alive? I won't do it, Lee. It isn't fair.
You will do it. I'll make you.
Then you'll come with me and stay with me until Orville is captured.
I can't do that. You know I can't. Someone has got to look after the stock.
Someone else has got to look after you. That's my job, and I'm staying.
You're not.
I am. Duke Orville isn't any different from any other man. I can take... Well, aren't you going to answer?
That's Orville, Sandy. I was a fool not to have taken you away sooner. Now it's either him or us. Get my gun from over the fireplace. That's Orville, Sandy. I was a fool not to have taken you away sooner. Now it's either him or us. Get my gun from over the fireplace.
Oh, no, Lee. That's the very thing you shouldn't do. I'll answer it.
Sandy, come back here.
Good evening. Won't you come in? It's a terrible night. I suppose you found that the Beaver Dam Bridge was out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, lady. The bridge is out. Who's that over there?
I'm Lee Payson. This is my wife, Sandra. I suppose you...
Oh, you're wet through. Don't you want to take off your coat and dry yourself by the fire?
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. You two live here alone?
Why, yes. Come, I'll make you some coffee. Lucky you happened to see our light. Otherwise, you'd have had to ride back to Reigate.
Yeah, it's lucky. You sure there ain't anyone else here with you two?
My wife's already told
you... Lee, would you mind building up the fire? I'll put some water on to boil.
Okay.
Just make yourself at home, Mr... I'm sorry, you didn't tell us your name.
Name? Oh, it's Coombs, Charlie Coombs. I'm on my way to Nogales. I've got a sister there who's sick. I thought I could make it, but the bridge...
Oh, what a pity. Well, you can stay here tonight. We've plenty of room, and tomorrow...
Sandy. Look here, Coombs. My wife and I...
I'm delighted to give shelter to anyone on a night like this. We see so few people living way up here. There you are, Mr. Coombs. Drink that coffee. I'm sure you'll feel better.
Thanks, lady. Oh, say, this is nice. A snug, warm cabin, plenty to eat, raining outside. Payson, you're lucky.
Yeah, I'm lucky.
Sometimes a guy doesn't know how well off he is. Been married long?
About a year.
A year, huh? You and this sweet little girl living away off up here. What's that?
What's what, Mr. Coombs?
That thing over there on the table. It's a radio.
Sure, it's a radio. Why?
Does it work?
Of course it works. We would...
Mr. Coombs is probably wondering if we heard tonight's broadcast about Duke Orville robbing the bank at Reigate.
Who says that Orville robbed the bank?
The radio said it. That's good enough for us.
Yeah, that's good enough for you. It's good enough for everybody just because the radio said it.
Don't you think that Duke Orville is the bank robber, Mr. Coombs?
Me? How should I know?
I was just wondering. Sometimes the newspapers jump to conclusions and people get the wrong impressions.
Yeah, you can say that again, lady. A guy makes one mistake, just one, and he's licked for the rest of his life. He hasn't got a chance.
Of course it was Orville who robbed the bank. He was recognized.
By who?
The cashier.
Yeah, the cashier. Now there's a laugh. This bank robber comes in wearing a mask so no one would recognize him. And then this cashier who's never seen Orville says he recognized him.
How did you know the bank robber was wearing a mask?
The radio said he was, didn't it?
Oh, of course. We heard the broadcast, darling. The man said that the bandit was wearing the mask. Why should they suppose that it was Duke Orville?
I'll tell you why. Because Duke Orville is an ex-con. People don't forget when a guy's done time. The world's against him. He hasn't a chance of going straight, even if he wanted to.
Criminals run true to form. A leopard doesn't change his spots.
Maybe not. Maybe you're right. But does that prove that it was Orville who robbed the bank?
Orville was seen in the locality.
So what? Look, mister, why does an ex-con have to be the fall guy? Why don't they give him a break? Because most everyone thinks like you, that a criminal keeps on being a criminal. It's the only way he can live.
Mr. Coombs is right, darling. Don't you see he's right?
Of course I am. Now, you take this guy Orville. He paid his score to society for the mistake he made. And then this bank robbery occurs, and he's accused of being the guy. Why? Only because he's an ex-con. What chance has the guy got, I ask you?
Yeah, maybe you're right. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Give Orville a break. Don't force him to be a criminal by refusing to accept him as an honest man.
Darling, that's so true. Don't you see it is?
I see that you're an idealist, my dear. And this man...
Who's that?
Wait, probably someone else seeking shelter because of the storm.
I'll go.
Wait.
Well?
He has a gun.
Yeah, I've got a gun. I'm holding it right here in my lap under the table. Remember that.
What's your idea?
Listen, Payson, get smart. Whoever that is at the door, I'm a friend of yours, understand? We used to know each other down in Sandsboro. I'm just up here on a little visit. See what I mean?
And if I don't see...
And that'll be just too bad. I'm keeping this gun pointed at that sweet little wife of yours every minute. You just remember that.
So all that talk of yours didn't mean a thing. You are...
Don't, Lee. He means it. Please do as he says. I'm not afraid.
The little lady is smart, Payson. You ought to take lessons from her.
Open the door, Lee, please. Don't you see how foolish it would be not to do as he says?
Yeah. I guess you're right. There's no other way.
Joe, this is some storm.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting a party?
I said, who are you?
My name is Drake.
Barton Drake. I'm staying at the...
Oh, of course. You're Barton Drake, the criminologist. You're staying at the Welcome You Dude Ranch over on the other side of the mountain.
Yes, that's right. How did you know?
Oh, there was an article about you and Inspector Danton in the Reigate Kettle Call.
Oh, I see.
Oh, how nice of you to drop in. Please take off your things, Mr. Drake. I'll make some coffee.
Thank you.
Oh, we haven't introduced ourselves. We're Mr. and Mrs. Lee Payson. This is my husband.
It's nice to know you both. I hope I'm not a...
Oh, of course not. Nothing's wrong. Just step up to the fire there. This is Mr. Coombs. Charlie Coombs. He's a friend of ours from Stansboro.
How are you, Coombs?
Hiya.
Mr. Coombs, Charlie is paying us a visit. We haven't seen him for a long time.
I see. You're from Stansboro, you say, Coombs?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, nothing in particular. When did you come over the pass?
This afternoon.
That's odd.
What's odd about it?
I heard a report that the storm had caused a landslide. The road from Stansboro is impassable.
Oh, Charlie must have gotten through ahead of the slide. That's it, isn't it, Charlie?
I didn't see any signs of a slide.
Well, according to the report, it took place last night. Well, probably with some other road.
Sure, it could have been any road. In a storm like this, you hear all sorts of things.
Oh, of course. I'll make some coffee.
There's some here on the table. It's still hot.
Yes, sir. I forgot. Help yourself, Mr. Drake.
Thank you.
By the way, Drake, how does it happen you're out on a night like this? I thought dudes stuck pretty close to the fire unless the weather was just right.
Yes, I guess they do. I happen to be on the trail of a murderer.
Murderer?
Yes. Haven't you folks heard that the bank at Reigate was held up and robbed this morning?
Well, sure we heard it, but there wasn't any murder. All the way these stories...
Did I say there was a murder, Coombs?
What? Well, sure you did. You just said that you were on the...
Yes, on the trail of a murderer. Duke Orville, the man who robbed the bank, is supposed to be on his way to join up with Moe Sylvanus and his gang.
Oh, so that's it. By trailing Duke Orville, you expect to get your hands on Sylvanus, eh, Mr. Drake?
That's it. Sylvanus has been wanted for a long time. Up to now, he's been out of reach across the border. Inspector Danton and I received a tip that he'll meet Orville on the state side.
Oh, that's crazy. You're wasting your time, Drake. Orville doesn't even know Sylvanus.
Oh? Well, how do you know that, Coombs?
How do I know it? Well, never mind how. I just know it. A friend of mine knew Orville before he was sent to the pen.
Oh, I see. Did you ever happen to meet Orville, Coombs?
Me? Well, no, of course not. Why?
Well, I was just asking. If you had, it would have saved us a lot of trouble.
What do you mean by that? Saved us a lot of trouble?
The inspector and me. You see, no one in Reigate had an accurate description of Orville, so the inspector went over to Carson to get some information from the warden at the penitentiary.
That seems like an awful lot of trouble.
Yes, well, police officers frequently have to go to a lot of trouble, Mrs. Payson, and they can't afford to make mistakes.
Oh, no, they can't afford to make mistakes. They just accuse a man of a crime he didn't commit and then hound him for the rest of his life. They believe everything they hear.
Wait a minute, Coombs, that's the very thing we're trying to avoid, arresting the wrong man.
I'll bet. Duke Orville made one mistake, and now he has to take the rap for everyone else's crimes. Where is this Inspector Danton now?
Well, I expect him to arrive here any minute.
Here?
Yes. You see, they told us at Reigate about this ranch house. We decided it would be a good place to meet. Since in Orville's attempt to reach the border, he'd probably be forced to stop here, too.
Oh, so that's... thought of everything, didn't you?
Well, we tried to, Coombs. As a matter of fact, it occurred to us that Orville might have planned to meet Sylvanus here.
Very neat. Figure on getting them both, huh?
Yes, we hope to.
Will Inspector Danton have a description of Duke Orville with him?
Oh, yes. Not only a description, but the pictures that were taken of Duke while he was serving his time.
There'll be no chance, then, of mistaken identity.
I'm afraid not in the least.
Is Danton coming alone?
Oh, no. He'll have a posse with him.
Oh, now, isn't that nice? That's just the prettiest setup you ever heard of. A couple of slick city coppers come out here to the sticks and set a trap for two bad boys of the wide open spaces. Drake, you've got a lot to learn.
Have I?
Suppose Duke Orville does get here. Suppose you get the drop on him. Do you think he's going to lead you to the hideout of Moe Sylvanus?
Yes, I think so, Coombs.
Why, you dumb cluck, haven't I already told you that Orville and Sylvanus don't even know each other?
Well, that must be Inspector Danton now. Shall I let him in?
No. Sit right where you are. Lady, get over by the stove.
What are you going to do?
You'll see. That's better. Well, Drake, you ever see a gun like this before?
No, it is a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, a big one, and it shoots straight. Just remember that. All right, Payson, open the door. Inspector Danton's getting impatient.
No, you can't shoot him down in cold blood.
Can't I? Oh, now, that's a fine thing. Up to now, you've been bleating about how I... how criminals can do anything. Leopards don't change their spots, remember?
Open the door.
Open it, Lee. Do as he says.
Just jerk it open wide, Payson, and then step back out of the line of fire. Unless you want to get hurt.
Look behind you, Coombs. There's someone at the window.
What?
Keep him up. Who the devil are you?
It's Mo Sylvanus. I've seen his picture a dozen times.
Yeah, that's it, lady. Mo Sylvanus in person. Jim, thanks for throwing this guy off guard by telling him there was someone at the window.
It was a mistake, I assure you.
Hey, what's going on here anyhow? One thing I didn't figure on was you two having visitors.
None of your business what's going on. What do you want of us?
Listen to him. What do I want of him, he asked. Ho, ho. Now, ain't that something? Look, pal, skip the yike. Just give me the money and I'll be on my way and nobody will get hurt.
Money? What money?
The money you got for selling them cattle. And don't tell me you didn't sell no cattle or that you ain't got the dough. I happen to know better.
I haven't got the money. I put it in the bank.
Oh, sure, sure. Now give me that dough.
He hasn't got the money. He put it in the bank. I know I was with him.
Oh, so you was with him. Now think of that. What do you take me for? One more chance, Payson.
I haven't got it.
The next time, I don't miss, Payson. Where's the dough?
Don't be a fool, Sylvanus. He hasn't got the money. Don't you think he'd turn it over if he had?
I don't know, mister. Sometimes these cowboys think they're tough and they get stubborn. We'll try it once more.
Oh, you hit him. Oh, you murderer!
Take it easy. Take it easy, lady. He ain't hurt much. Just a little flesh wound. Keep away from him.
You better do as he says, Mrs. Payson. This man has so many murders to his credit, another one or two won't bother him.
Mister, you talk sense.
I'm all right, Sandy.
But then, if you're a smart man, use your head. If you kill Payson, then you'll never know where he's hidden the money.
Oh, no. I reckon the little lady knows where it's hidden.
Do you think I'd tell you if you killed my husband? Do you think I'd care what happened to me?
You see, Sylvanus, two more murders added to your list isn't going to gain you anything.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right at that. But there's other ways.
Other ways?
The trouble with you punks is you don't know Mo Sylvanus. Hey, you.
What do you want?
Get that rope off the hook and start tying up these punks. Well, get moving.
Don't do it, Coombs. We're three against one.
Yeah. Three against one. And four bullets. Why don't you try rushing?
Throw the rope in his face. I'll jump him when you do.
Yeah? How wouldn't I be a sucker to do that? Listen, maybe the rest of you are hankering to die, but I'm not. I'm tying you up.
Coombs, you're a fool.
Shut up, loudmouth. Okay, fella. Start with him first. And make those knots tight. Rope.
Okay, that's the last of them, Sylvanus. Now what?
Now? You sit down in that chair, pal, and I'll take care of you.
You don't have to tie me up.
Get up and sit down.
Okay.
You're making a mistake, Sylvanus. That money isn't here.
Of course it isn't. It's in the bank at Reigate.
Yeah. That'll take care of you, pal.
What you want to tie me up for? I ain't got...
Shut up, all of you. Now, listen, Payson. You got one more chance to tell me where that dough's hid.
I can't tell you. It isn't here. It's in the bank. I told you that.
Where is it?
It isn't here. It's...
You leave him alone. He's telling you the truth.
Shut up, loudmouth, or you'll get some of the same.
How can he tell you? How can he? The money isn't here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You said that before. Payson, are you going to talk?
I tell you, What are you doing?
What's it look like, chum? I'm taking off your shoe and sock.
What are you going to do?
You'll see, lady. Maybe it'll give you ideas about the dough.
What are you putting that poker in the fire for?
Yes.
Oh, no. No, you can't do that.
Sylvanus, in the name of heaven,
the
man.
The trouble is, you folks kind of underrated Mo Sylvanus. All right, Payson, here it is. All nice and red hot. Now, do you talk? Or do I tickle your feet?
I can't talk. I can't.
Shut up. Make up your mind.
Don't, please. Please.
Quit it, Sylvanus. Haven't you any feeling of human decency left?
No. I ain't got no feeling of human decency left. Okay, Payson. Are you going to talk?
I can't. I tell you,
don't,
can't.
Don't, please. We'll get the money somehow, but... Oh, please, don't.
Shut up, lady. Okay, Payson. Where's the dough?
Stop it, Sylvanus. I'll see that you get the money if that's all you want. Leave the boy alone.
How about it, pal? Do you talk or do I...
I can't. You gotta believe me.
All right, you ask for it, brother.
Hold on us.
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
I've seen a lot, but this is more than I can take. Let the kid alone. He hasn't got the dough. I've got it. I took it away from him just before you got here.
What was that, chum?
I knew he'd sold those cattle. I came up here and made him tell me where the money was hidden. I've got it. It's in a money belt around my waist.
Is that a fact? Al, you'd better be telling the truth.
I am telling the truth. Look and see for yourself.
Yeah, I'll do that. Well, now ain't this something? A nice, fat money belt.
I told you you'd find it.
Yeah. So you had it all the time, eh, pal? Let me see now. 17, 18... Hey, there's more than 20 grand here. All nice, fresh new bills, too. Well, I'll just slip this around my own waist and I... Wait a minute.
What's the matter? You've got what you came after. Now get out and leave us alone.
Yeah, I got what I come after. What I want to know is why didn't one of these others tell me that that's where the dough was hid? What'd they have to lose?
They didn't know what I'd done with it. They didn't even know I'd taken it. I was here before they got home.
Yeah? There's something screwy about this. Something very screwy. And it don't pay to take no chances when there's a screwy deal afoot.
What are you going to do, Sylvanus? You've got the dough.
I'm going to do just what you're thinking, pal. Dead men don't tell no tales. I'm going to bump you all.
You're not bumping anyone off, sucker. Drop that gun.
Inspector.
Why, you... Oh, you broke my arm.
Nice work, Inspector.
Sorry I was late, bud. Got held up by the storm. Posse's outside. Say, you folks are all tied up.
That's right, Inspector. And before you untie us, I think you'd better tie up Mo Sylvanus.
Well, well, well. So this is the big bad man of the West, eh?
That's right, Inspector. And it was Sylvanus who robbed the bank at Reigate.
You're a liar. I didn't rob no bank.
Wait a minute, Bart. I thought it was...
Look at the money belt around his waist, Inspector. I think you'll find he has the exact amount that was taken from the bank.
Why, you dirty double-crossing rat. You're not going to pin that bank job on me.
Take it easy, bad man. Let me have a look here. Say, there's a money belt, all right, and there's dough in it.
Check the serial numbers with the list you have in your pocket, Inspector. I think you'll find that they agree.
I don't care whether they check or not. That money isn't mine.
Do you need any more evidence, Inspector?
No, that's enough for me. Caught red-handed with a stolen good. Come along, bad man.
Get your hands off me. I didn't steal that money.
Come on. Quit stalling.
Better take him outside, Inspector, and tell the posse to take him back to Reigate and turn him over to the sheriff.
Yeah, good idea. Come on.
You know
what's interesting, man.
What do you got to say?
Yeah, the boys are taking Sylvanus back to town. It stopped raining, so I guess they'll get through all right.
Good work.
You know, the way that guy yelled his head off, I almost got sold that he didn't steal that dough from the bank.
So? Well, Inspector, that's nonsense. You checked the serial numbers, didn't you?
Yeah, they checked all right.
Well, then what other possible evidence could you want, Inspector?
None. If he didn't steal the dough, where else could he have gotten it, eh?
That's right, Inspector. Well, anyway, we'll let the sheriff take over from here. Hmm?
Yeah, good idea. How's young Payson?
Oh, he's coming along fine. He and his wife are in the next room.
Oh, say, we almost gummed the works when we sent that phony tip to Sylvanus, didn't we?
Yes, it's a pity it had to happen that way. Of course, we had no way of knowing there'd be a washout, and you and the posse would be late in arriving.
Imagine that guy, Sylvanus. He had 25 grand tied around his middle, yet he couldn't resist coming up here and taking some more from these kids.
Well, men of his stripe are greedy, Inspector. They can't get enough.
Yeah.
Oh, say, hello, Miss Payson. How's your husband?
Well, Lee's all right. He just said goodbye to Mr. Coombs.
Oh?
Coombs? Was he that other guy who was here?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to meet him, Inspector Danton.
Yeah, I am, too. Seemed like a nice chap. It's funny. He looked kind of familiar, too.
Familiar?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't get a very good look at his face, anyhow. Like to have met him, though.
Well, you'll get your chance tomorrow, Inspector.
Yeah?
I'm meeting Coombs in Reigate. We have an appointment with the president of the bank.
Huh? Appointment with the bank president?
That's right.
What's that for?
Well, there's a matter we have to discuss. It concerns a leopard.
A what?
A leopard, Inspector. I'm going to prove to Ed Burnham that a leopard can change his spots, and I'm going to prove the same thing to Mr. Coombs. You see, it's six of one and a half dozen of another.
It is, eh? Well, it sounds like sixes and sevens to me. What's all this double talk about, anyhow?
Mr. Drake means, Inspector, that we've learned tonight that the old adage isn't true. A leopard can change his spots. All some people need is a fair chance to get started on the right road again.
Leopard, fair chance, right road. Pardon me if I seem
dumb,
but...
Never mind, Inspector. I'll explain it to you on the way back to the ranch. Come along.
I wish you would. I certainly do. It sounds screwy to me.
It is screwy, Inspector. You see, for one thing, I discovered tonight that sometimes other things are more important than remembering that mystery is my hobby.
Welcome back. Well, actually, a pretty surprising script. It didn't follow the typical formula, but Barton Drake still found a way to work in his catchphrase at the end, even though that was a bit awkward, but I did like the drama of it. It was an interesting change of pace, and I think it worked quite well. We turn now to listener comments and feedback, and we have a new recommendation over on Facebook. Sherry writes, a nice, relaxing way to wind down and get ready for sleep. Well, thank you so much. Glad we're able to help with that. And I also want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Adrian. Adrian's been one of our Patreon supporters since January, currently supporting us at the Shamus level of $4 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support. That will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and then next Thursday, another episode of Mystery is My Hobby. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.